community radio at the Potato Festival, where people are starting to arrive in their droves. So hurry on down. We're joined actually in the studio now by John Wilson, John of Tidy Towns Committee. We actually did do a recorded podcast with John a couple of weeks back, and it is there on the website for anyone who wishes to check that out. It's clonmelloncommunityradio.com. But John, you've been here since early this morning, and you have been going around, and your hands are never empty. You've been going around helping, setting up. And what's the feeling out there? How's the mood?
The mood is quite good, and but the weather seems to be changing all the time. We have a bit of rain this morning, a lot of heavy rain earlier on this morning at 8 o'clock. And as the morning went on, it started and stopped. So it's looking good. If the rain can keep away, I'm sure we'll have a very, very good, fun day here today.
I'm sure we will. And just the stall holders, I mean, I'm looking around and there's several stall holders out there. Are there as many as we had last year, or are there more?
I think it's there might be a bit more. I'm not too sure. But having a look around the market square, it's fairly full. There's a good few stalls there, ranging from food up to arts and crafts and pottery and stuff like that. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on at the moment.
Okay, and just in relation to the Tidy Towns, we did notice that the village is looking particularly clean. I did notice it on the way down. So obviously, Tidy Towns have been out in force over the weekend in preparation for the festival.
Yeah, we have been out. We've been doing a bit to help in conjunction with the Potato Fest. We see it as part of our job is making the town nice and presentable for people who are coming. People who come from outside the area. Well, I think it's nice that they come into a nice, clean area, and it helps. You know, show us that we care about the village.
Oh, it does indeed, because well, obviously if you come into it to an area and it looks a bit dishevelled, then, you know, you kind of get the wrong impression. But I think people who do come into the village here in Clonmelon, they definitely get the right impression, because the village always looks very presentable. And people who are interested in maybe participating in the Tidy Towns Committee, I'm guessing you probably have room for a few more supporters or a few more members?
Well, we do. We always have room for new members to come on board. In about two or three weeks' time, we'll be having our AGM. And we also meet, you'll see us out most nights, cleaning, paper picking and whatever. But Saturday will be a day. Anybody who wants to come out on a Saturday, meet us down at Day Today from 10 o'clock onwards. And just come and join us. An hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. It doesn't matter. Every little helps, you know.
Absolutely. And if anyone is interested in finding out what the Tidy Towns have been up to, or their newsletters as well, John actually puts together a fantastic newsletter, and it gives lots of information and lots of pictures of the work that has been done in and around the village. And you can actually log on to clonmelloncommunityradio.com, and you will see a link there for Tidy Towns. And you're also on Facebook as well. That's right.
Yeah. It's Clonmelloncommunityradio Tidy Towns on Facebook.
Okay. Any more information you want to throw out there, John?
In regards to Tidy Towns?
Or anything at all?
Well, anything. Come down. The stalls that we have, I can see outside now that there's a lot more people coming in. Mass must be over, so we'll get a lot of people coming from Mass.
Yes.
Coming in. So that should help the day. We have, I think, Meat Potatoes, who are the main sponsors here in the Potato Fest. So they have a stall down, and we have a celebrity chef, I do believe, who's
that's
doing
a Porrick White. Yeah, he's going to be doing a demonstration, teaching us all how to cook the spuds.
Yeah, very important to get those spuds out there.
Absolutely.
And keep them growing.
And don't forget, I think we will also have the potato peeling competition as well. That should be happening at some stage during the day. So if you fancy peeling a few spuds and maybe winning an old trophy or a hamper full of goodies from Mead Potato, get yourself down to the Market Square today. John Wilson, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.